With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Joining us right now from Ed Carpenter Racing, Spencer Pigot. We're getting ready for the IndyCar season opener in St. Pete. And I would think, Spencer, with the winter and the off season as long as it is, you guys can't wait to get racing again.
Yeah, well, first off, thanks for having me on the show. And, it's been a while since the last race of the season in Sonoma. Everyone's itching to get back in the car and get racing. Obviously, we've been doing some testing over the past few months, but nothing really compares to going into turn one for the first time each season. So, it's a race that I'm really looking forward to. You know, I grew up in Florida, so lots of family and friends come out to support me in St. Pete. And, you know, it's hard to think of a better venue to kick off the season than down there by the water and hopefully a sunny weekend in Florida.
You being an Orlando native and the race being in St. Pete, can it be a little distracting with all the family and friends there, or is it more uplifting with the support?
I think it's definitely uplifting. You know, it's nice to have so many people cheering for me in the stands and coming by the trailers, but, you know, really it just involves a little bit more kind of meet and greets and people to talk to. Once I get in the car, it doesn't really matter where I'm racing or who's in the stand. There's so much to focus and concentrate on that all that kind of goes out of your head and you're just worried about the job at hand.
Last year you had your first full season. How much more prepared are you for this season after putting the full season under your belt?
You know, it's always nice to have more experience. You know, experience is very valuable in racing and having more of it is never a bad thing. So, you know, we're going into this season with a full year under our belts, going back to all the tracks again, different data, different knowledge that we didn't have previously. So that's always encouraging. You know, we've put a lot of work in over the off season to try and improve where we needed to improve. You know, hopefully it all kind of comes together the way we think it will. It's one thing to have those feelings in testing and see those improvements, but you know, when you get to the first race, that's when you really see what everyone has and what everyone's capable of. So, you know, I think all the experience and data that we collected last year has been put to good use over the winter, and I know everyone at Carpenter Racing is really excited and really confident going into this year.
How hard is it to go to some of the street courses that you guys go to because you can't test on them? So you're relying on the data that you've had from previous seasons and maybe from some permanent road course testing. But I would think it's a challenge in a couple of areas because, A, you can't test, and, B, the surfaces are different. You're going at St. Pete, you're on the runway, you're on the streets of St. Pete, you're on concrete, you're on asphalt. So there's a bunch of different variables.
Yeah, I think it's one of the things about IndyCar racing that's exciting for not only the fans but the drivers. You know, we go to so many different types of tracks, and one weekend we could be racing in the city streets. The next we could be a 4-mile road course or a 2.5-mile super speedway or even a 7/8 mile oval. So you get so many different things throughout the season that you can excel on and so many different chances. So it's very unique. It's something that I really enjoy about it. And, you know, then you go to a street course that within that one lap and that one track, you have several different types of pavement. You know, obviously at St. Pete, there's a big wide runway to start the lap. And then in other parts of the lap, it's super tight, twisty, it's shaded, and it's very bumpy. So there's so many things throughout the lap that you have to kind of adapt to and build your car around. And then the next weekend, you could go to a track that none of the things you learned can help you. So it's something that you kind of have to get used to constantly changing and constantly adapting to different things.
What's it take to get around St. Pete quickly? Take us through a lap.
It is a tricky place. You know, like I said, the front straightaway is very big, very wide, and fast. You know, it's a very long straight. So you're going into turn one at probably 175, 180 miles an hour, and you have to have a car that's really stable on the brakes. You know, you want to be able to brake as deep as you can, go through turn one, and then through turn two, three, four, a lot of quick direction changes. So you're trying to accelerate, changing left, right, left, back and forth. So you want to have a car that's really stable, rear end, it's not sliding around too much. And then you get to the kind of the backside of the lap, which is turns four through nine, really kind of slow, tight, twisty stuff. you have to kind of deal with the cambers in the road, the bumps, the curbs. So you have to have a car that's compliant over all of that. You know, you don't want to be too stiff where all your wheels are kind of bouncing around and bouncing off the ground. So having a nice compliant car to get you through that section is important. And then you're kind of getting to the end of it to go back onto the runway. A few more slow, tight corners where you have to, for me, a very good front end that has a lot of grip that'll help you rotate, especially at the last corner. It's a long double right. It's very easy to get understeer, which is when the front tires don't want to grip, don't want to turn very well. So having a good front end there is important, and getting back to throttle as early as you can to get you back down that long front straightaway. So it's a lap that has a lot going on, a lot of shifting, a lot of heavy brake zones, and you know, and all of that within about a minute. So I think the lap times there are about 59 seconds to 60 seconds. So it's a lot going on.
I know it's been an exciting off season for the series itself. The series has a ton of momentum, and I know a lot of the drivers and the teams are excited about that. Can you talk a little bit about NTT signing on, the Firestone extension, and really the direction the series is headed?
Yeah, I think it's a really exciting time for IndyCar racing. You know, the series itself has had a lot of positives over the last few months. Like you said, NTT coming in, they've already been involved in the series, obviously, with Luke Ganassi sponsoring them. But to expand their involvement is great. It shows you what they think about IndyCar and the potential that it has for their company. Like you said, Firestone, NBC also, you know, taking over all the races. So there's so many good stories coming out of IndyCar, which is, you know, for us is exciting. And it's great to see all the hard work that Jay Fry and his team have been putting in really come to fruition. And there's been new tracks we're going to. There's talk about going back to Australia. So there's seems like there's only been positives that have come out of IndyCar recently. And that's something that I think will continue and just continue to grow. And, you know, I think we're all excited to now get some racing news, you know, racing results and stories coming out of actual race events rather than just the other stuff, because that's what we all love.
You're one of the big stories in IndyCar. I think one of the ones that you're a guy that's come up through the Mazda Road to Indy, won championships all the way up through the ladder series. I know there's a lot of younger racers here in the Western Pennsylvania and the Pittsburgh area that strap into their sprint cars, their late models, and everything else under the sun. And you're a success story to them. Do you have any words of advice for the young drivers out there?
I've been fortunate enough to climb the road to Indy ladder and make it to IndyCar. It's definitely a difficult ladder, but it's something that, you know, I'm very proud to have been a part of, and I'm very thankful that it existed. And, you know, my advice to young drivers is about taking other people's advice. You know, always listen to different driver coaches or whoever you have helping you, people, you know, whether it's a mechanic, a coach, an engineer. You know, there are several times in my junior career where I thought that, you know, I kind of knew what's best and didn't always listen to the advice I was given, whether it's about a certain corner or a certain track or whatever it may be. And you know, a week later, a month later, a year later, whatever it was, realize, okay, maybe they knew what they were talking about and I should have, you know, listen a little bit more. So I would just say, give everything a shot. You know, don't be afraid to ask for advice, listen to advice, and whatever you do get, you know, don't be afraid to give it a shot.
Before I let you go, I want you to put on your best sales pitch for the race fans in the Pittsburgh and Western Pennsylvania area. Why should they tune in to an IndyCar race, and why should they go buy tickets and come and see you guys?
Well, yeah, for me, I'm a bit biased, but I think it's the most exciting, not just motorsport, but sport there is on TV. You know, you've seen race cars going at incredibly high speeds, battling wheel to wheel, you know, within inches of each other. And, you know, this weekend, obviously, is St. Petersburg, but you go to so many different types of track, you know, two races are never the same. There's always new challenges that we face. There's always exciting things happening lap to lap throughout the whole field. So, you know, it's the most exciting thing to watch on a Sunday afternoon. And, you know, if you like speed and you like competition, then I think it's definitely something you should be watching.
Spencer Pigott from Ed Carpenter Racing. We're getting ready for the IndyCar season opener at St. Petersburg. Definitely the hometown fans will be behind you. We really appreciate you taking time out of your day and joining us.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me on the show.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.